Birding is your guys' debut album. For you guys, how does it feel to be putting this record out in particular?
I think it feels quite, I don't know, the word refreshing came to mind. Like, you know when a snake sheds its skin? It kind of feels like that.
It definitely does. I think, like, obviously we've been doing a lot of reflecting now that the album's kind of almost out. But when Dottie and I got together, there was never a thought about us being here now, making a record, putting a record out on, you know, incredible label and some amazing sort of live experiences that we've done. So weirdly, it's like the goal that we've had since we started. So it's like 5 years of work on this particular thing. You know, your debut record is quite an important step for anyone. And I think we were maybe a little bit too apprehensive at previous years to kind of go for it because we weren't quite ready, didn't feel like we were good enough, or the band setup wasn't quite right, or, you know, so it kind of, I don't know, it's been a really long road, but as Dottie said, now that it's done, it's like, oh, that wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. Actually, it was amazing, and it's, you know, really refreshing, and yeah, start again now.
You kind of touched on it there, but I feel like you guys have said quite a bit in the past that you kind of wanted to take your time with releasing your first LP, and I think you've got already so much music out and now releasing your debut album. What kind of felt right about where you guys are now as a band, but also kind of the context that you're creating music in to release your debut LP now?
I think, weirdly, after we finished our second EP, a couple of big sort of changes happened. Within the band, Harry came and joined, and I feel like after we started working with Harry, we were like, oh, we've got everything we need now in order to like bounce enough ideas off each other and have that third input in not just performing live but also songwriting and rhythmically and stuff as well. So we felt more equipped now to actually go for it. But ironically, and not speaking on behalf of the other two guys, but for me, like, we were thinking about writing this record and we were writing some demos and it was kind of coming slowly but surely. But I went through a really bad mental health dip for about 9 months. And during those 9 months, a lot of the records started to come and make sense. Like, a lot of the themes or a lot of kind of the, yeah, some demos that had been sat with me for ages started to make sense in a different perspective. And yeah, it kind of took, even though we do take our time and we make sure that we're not rushing anything and it's quite really, really important to be natural, it did take quite a dark time for the album to kind of blossom. So yeah, there's method in the madness, I suppose.
You guys have really kind of come into your own with this record as well, particularly with your sound. Do you guys feel like with this album you've come to have a clear idea as to what Dairy is and what Dairy sounds like?
Yeah, I think so, especially from like my kind of angle of writing the top line, the melodies, the lyrics and things. I think with this album, I kind of wanted to make sure I was really writing about things that I cared about and that we all cared about, and just being a bit more playful with melodies. And there's so many inspiring artists, and especially like female fronted bands before us, that have amazing abilities to write these kind of crazy melodies. And I think before I felt a little bit nervous about it, but after a while I just realized I can write it whatever I want. And yeah, just feel a bit more braver about maybe doing something a little bit left field, or that's not necessarily like a pop structure, or leaning more into like a pop structure and, you know, feeling confident about that.
I want to come back to the title, of course, Birding. With birds kind of being this focal point, I feel like when we think of birds, we think of flying, which feels reminiscent of these ideas of freedom and hope, but birding is the act of watching birds, which feels like maybe there's something to be said about these ideas of freedom and hope feeling a little less tangible to us. I guess that was kind of my initial interpretation of it, but talk to me a little bit about this title choice and the thought that went behind it for you guys and kind of binding the themes of the album.
Yeah, I really liked your reference to birding being another word for bird watching, because I think that does kind of sum up a lot of the kind of like watching the world around you and feeling insignificant and these kind of passing by moments that happen, almost like we're watching ourselves, or the birds are like watching us, and the way we react to things. And yeah, a lot of the themes of the album came from me just kind of watching or experiencing nature and how we interact with it and what it does to us and like our mental health and things. So a lot of it is about perspective, the points where you can like enjoy escapism, and this music is so attached with escapism and dreaminess, but also some of the songs are quite writing about really direct and like painful things, and you have to witness those things as well.
Yeah, I guess it feels like there's this kind of anthropic theme that kind of runs through the record. As you say, these kind of human consequences on each other, but also on nature, yeah. And the kind of complexity of all of those things. Do you guys find that generally music is a good outlet for you guys to process those kind of big, more philosophical questions, or just even your place in that?
I think music is the only outlet for me anyway. Like, it's kind of the best form of therapy is making music. And yeah, again, going back to the kind of the creation of the record, you know, there was a lot of moments where, you know, these things kind of came very naturally, you know, after I'd had a blip in my mental health, or I had a breakdown, or, you know, whatever. And strangely, it's like, it kind of goes beyond like speaking about it. It was just, that's just what was written. There's a track on the record called Baby's Breath and Gypsophilia that was written a couple of weeks after I'd had a really horrible panic attack. And I got like put on some meds by my doctor, and they were like, it'll take about 3 weeks to kick in. And about 3 weeks later, I wrote those two tracks, and we didn't really change them that much on the record. I don't know, it's just, yeah, so it's kind of the most cathartic language that you and your brain can speak. It's like, you know, making this noise somehow makes it, you know, a little bit more palatable, I suppose. So yeah,
Ben sums things up very well and a lot more eloquently than I do, but I think I find it very grounding, no matter like sort of what's going on in my life. I find the album in general a bit of a time capsule for me. I enjoy that as like a concept of, you know, of the like memories and the places you attach to. For us, when we wrote it, like where I was at, you know, we started it in last June officially. So to think of where I was then and what I can attach to each track, like I find that really fun. And yeah, it's escapism, I guess. But I try and look at that in a positive light where I can, I think. You know, it's not just life sucks. It's just like, it's like a nice escapism. Life sucks, but it's, you know.
I think that also really comes through sonically as well. I feel like the record really beautifully takes the listener through these softer tracks to these fuller sounds, and then kind of having these pauses in tracks like Gypsophilia and Birding and Dispersed, and it feels like you've really left space for these moments of reflection almost, which makes for a really balanced record and feels like you're really taking care of the listener in its sequencing. Was there an intention to do this? How did you guys kind of want the mood of the album to sit?
I don't think it wasn't initially by design when we first started the album, but I think having experienced the production of it, weeks and weeks and weeks that we spent with the record and listened to different sequences and all that kind of stuff, the album kind of seemed like a weird soundtrack to something. And when we first played our label the album, they said exactly the same thing. They were like, this really feels kind of like cinematic. And like I said, we haven't gone out and gone, oh, we want to sound like Sigur Rós. We don't want to, like, we were not that kind of cinematic band, but there's something in there that feels very natural to us. Like, for example, not have lyrics on two tracks, not have vocals on two tracks. Like, we made a really conscious decision on Birding to not do that, even though we were thinking hard, like really heavily about putting lyrics and making a new song and all that kind of stuff. And we actually went, this should be what it is. So initially not by design, but by the end of it, it was like, yeah, the record kind of needs these spaces, you know?
I love the breaks. I loved, Ben sent me Baby's Breath and Gypsophilia as a package, really. It was just one file. And I was desperate for us to just have a break, you know. It's not your ears having a break, but you can clear your head for a sec with like an ambience like that. And I think it's something really pretty. And I think it rewards you if you are one of the few people now who does listen all in a row. you know, to the whole project. And I think that's like really special.
I was thinking about that when we were talking about this just now, like the way the albums kind of are intentionally laid out by musicians and how that's not so much of a thing with like streaming now. There's a bit of like flexibility for the listener, but I think we did really think about the positioning of the songs on this album and how they lead into each other and the kind of story you tell between the gaps almost. Yeah, like I think starting with something like Smile, it's just like a bit of a hard, like a really like hard hitter at the beginning, and then you end with something so soft and gentle like Birding, like you've almost like made it over the top of this hill and it feels a bit more like you can just sit down and relax.